Welcome to Christ Fellowship Bible Church radio program. Stay tuned for singing and the morning message.
Lift up a heart of praise. Sing now with voices raised to Jesus. Sing to the King.
Good morning and welcome to Christ Fellowship Bible Church radio program. My name is Steve Willing and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church. Christ Fellowship Bible Church is an independent church that serves the Chrisfield Marion Station area, and we meet at 5910 Chrisfield Highway here in Marion Station. Our Sundays begin with Sunday school at 9 a.m. We have classes for our youth and adults. Love to have you come and join us for that. Following our Sunday school hour, our worship service begins at 10 o'clock, and since it's only about 8:32, you have plenty of time to join us. We'd love to have you. We have a time of singing and prayer together, the preaching of the Word, so we just trust that as we look to honor God in all those things, that the folks that would attend and all of us as a church would just receive a blessing as well. This evening, we normally have our worship service at 6 o'clock, but tonight we'll be canceling. Our women are away on a retreat, and we'll be just checking with them. So tonight, we will not have our evening worship service. However, we will be picking it up again next week. Monday night will be youth group here at the church at 6:30. Then on Tuesday evening, we will be having our Bible study. We've been having a great Bible study on Marks of a Healthy Church. Really touching on some things that have really been a blessing to many of us. And that begins at 7 o'clock Tuesday evening. And Wednesday morning, we move everything over to the Taws Nursing Home for a time of ministry there with the residents. We have some singing, time of prayer, and just a little devotion I give at the end. So you can join us for that as well. Also, our men meet on Wednesday afternoons, or at noontime, I should say, at 12 o'clock, and they usually meet at one of the restaurants here in town. You're welcome to join them. That's Wednesday at noon. And then our women meet on Fridays at 12:30, also at one of the restaurants here in Chrisfield, and you're welcome to join them as well. If you have any questions or comments, anything you'd like to run by me, please feel free to call me or drop me a note in or in the mailbox, or you can call at any of the numbers, and I'll give them at the end of the program. So with all that being said, I'm going to play a song here, and I just trust that the Lord would use it to be a blessing to each of you.
From heaven you can hear, I know you're drawing near as I worship. Held within your love, the wind and waves will come, but I will stay here. I lift my hands to worship, hear my heart surrender, until my soul again, you Lord of all. And though the seas are raging, you will speak and tame them, and you have found my rest, you are in control. Through valleys I will trust, your Spirit is enough to keep me walking. You guide my every step, speak life to me again. Lord, I need you. Oh, Lord, I need you. speaking, tame them. In you I find my rest. You are in control.
I'd like to thank my son Luke Willing for bringing us that song about that of the peace we have in God. We find our rest in Him because we have our mindset that He is in control, that He is in control. So right now I'm going to go and we're going to play a little sermon I preached last Sunday night, actually. It was on that of the fruit of the Spirit. Got through a little bit. We had a pretty good service going. I didn't get preaches as long as I normally do, but that was certainly all right because it was the Lord just moved some people, and it was good stuff. But just pray that God would use this morning and just minister to your heart through it. This evening, I'd like us to go to Galatians with what little time we have left. This will probably end up being a series. I won't hold you too long. This might be a short sermon. This might be a record for me. So you might see history being made today, but don't count on it. But we'll see. I'd like us to go back to Galatians because we've been preaching through the book, and we've got here to chapter 5, and we've been talking about walking in the Spirit. Because we know that when we come to faith, saving faith in Jesus Christ, that there was that miraculous work of God, that we were regenerated, we were empowered by the Spirit of God, that we were no longer groping about, walking in darkness, but now that Christ has come into our lives, we're walking in the light. We're walking into the light of the gospel as God Himself has enabled us. So Paul, as we get to this part of our study, in chapter 5 of Galatians, we understand that there is the works of the flesh, and then there is the fruit of the Spirit. And we together, as we have been empowered by the Spirit of God, but still live in this flesh, that there is a battle that goes on. And we want to be people, as Paul would note at the end of this, that we would crucify the flesh and its passions there in verse 24, crucify that, and we would live, walk, be obedient, far as the Spirit's leading us. So let's jump back and the verse 16 of chapter 5, and we'll just read through again to get us back up to speed. Paul says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the lust, for the flesh, lust against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. He says, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things, do such things, this is just habitual for them. There's no change in their life. This is just how they live their lives day by day. He says, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But, he says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Let us pray. And again, Father, we would ask your blessing now upon what we have set before us. God, let it be as food is set upon our tables, and we partake of that for our physical good. Lord, let this be tonight our spiritual food. Let that be, God, something of which we will strengthen the inner person, God, that will nourish who we are spiritually, that, God, we can faithfully serve you day by day as we live our lives out here. So, God, bless now what we have, and may it be to your glory and honor, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So last time we were together, we left off with where we were in the fruit of the Spirit. And keep in mind, that's when we deal with fruit here, it's in the singular. So when we're dealing with fruit, it's not just the fruits, as some people like to say, you have the fruit of love or the fruit of joy or the fruit of peace. When we've come to faith in Jesus Christ, that is something that is given by God. So when we talk about our relationship with the Lord and being born again by the Spirit of God, God himself, he bears witness to this, that this is something that is given to the believer. And it is something of which itself, as we continue to mature, it grows out in our lives. It's to be natural for us as Christians to develop the fruit of the Spirit, which are these several things that are set before us. What do you need, pal? You need something? Oh, a drink of water. Well, all right. Well, I didn't know you were running off. I said, well, I really ain't got meddling, or I ain't even got preaching yet. And he's already walked it on me. But here is, we come back to that, that to understand that that is something that is God-given. And just as a small child would grow naturally, so is the Christian. So is the believer, because you've been endued with the Spirit of God. And if that is so, and that's what Paul, he makes reference to down here, he says, if we live in the Spirit. So if that is so, if we are living in the Spirit of God, if God has come and indwelt us at our rebirth, and we are truly born again, if we live in the Spirit, he says, let us also walk in it. Let us also manifest that fruit of the Spirit in our lives, a natural development, those things of which as we continue to move along in this life, that we would, those attributes, that fruit would be evident to those around us. Last time we were together, I think we went through two of them, I believe. I don't know if I covered a third one, which I'm going to cover it again just in case I missed it. But he says, but the fruit of the Spirit, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is first love. We talked about that word there as agape. It's an unconditional love. It's not based upon what you can do for me or I for you, but it's based, again, it's an unmerited type thing, unconditional. And that is how God, he calls us to love each other. Secondly, he notes that there, that far as the fruit of the Spirit, is love. And then he goes into joy. And joy, again, is not happiness. You have to understand that happiness itself, that can be fleeting. Happiness is based upon circumstances. You can be happy in here, and all of a sudden you might get feeling sick, and then you're not so happy anymore. But joy is something of which is internalized for us, and we can have joy in the Lord regardless of what our circumstances are. Thirdly, he notes in this third portion of the fruit is going to be peace. Now, when we speak about the peace of God, we know that is a tranquil state of the soul. And that tranquil state is assured to us through the salvation of which we have in Jesus Christ. That's a part of the peace of which we have. So if we've come to faith in Jesus Christ, and again, this peace is not about our circumstances or situations. That's not peace. We can have chaotic situations going on around us all the time, but we can still be at peace in and of ourselves because of who Christ is in us. Keep in mind what the Bible tells us in one particular place where it tells us in Romans 8:28, a popular scripture, but it has some depth to it when we start to really dig in and understand the peace of God. The Bible says there in Romans 8:28, and he says, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." So not that peace is mentioned there literally, but we understand that when we have come to faith in Jesus Christ and we start to develop or mature in the Lord Jesus, we start to understand things like Romans 8:28. That everything works for good to those that love God. So if I, as a born-again believer, that I find myself in that category of one who loves God. So if I am one who loves God, being born again, I can equate that with loving God. And it says, all things work together for good. So even in the situations, the turmoil that we face in this life, we can still be at peace with it. Why can I be at peace with it? Because I understand, because what God has told me in his word, that everything will work for good according to his purpose. Not so much how I see things or the way I'd like to see things play out, but I do know in the back of my mind, because where I'm at now in Christ, that regardless of what may go on, that I can be at peace knowing God is in control. That I can just, again, just be at rest in him. Regardless, and that begins, it goes right back to the beginning of who we are in Christ, that I have a peace in my soul because what Christ has done in me to begin with. And now as we mature, as the fruit continues in our lives to grow, that yes, as unsettling times come, I can understand that yes, even though that this everything is troubling, it can be, that I can be at peace. Because I know that it's still working for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Look at John 14, another one, as we talk about Jesus speaking along this same line. John 14, a popular scripture. We're just doing some popular scriptures tonight. Jesus says there in John 14 in the first verse, he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Again, there's not so much as a reference to peace there. He's not something literally that we could go to a concordance. But what does he tell us? Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. And when we talk about peace, this is internalized, not based upon what's going on around us, but it's something that's going on within me. And he says, don't let your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And we go through that, but it's the understanding when we read the Word of God, when we look at it and look to apply. And the application can be something that we should or ought to be doing, but it's also that we apply it in that internalized sense. That when we speak of peace, this peace of which God gives, this peace of which is mine because of who I am as a believer in Christ, that these scriptures help emphasize or reinforce that peace in my life. Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. And as I've believed in God, I've trusted, I've looked to the Lord, and then at a point in time, I believed in His Son, Jesus Christ, and was saved, and I understand that even death, that we have that of the Lord Himself preparing a place for us. Jump just several verses ahead, or more than several, but verse 27 in that same chapter. Here he says, literally, as he speaks about the helper, the Holy Spirit being given, he said he will send him in my name. And he says in verse 26, he will teach all things. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. And that's a part of, when we deal with the Spirit of God, that's a part of his role in us as believers. The Spirit of God has been given to us. He will teach us. He'll bring our understanding. He'll heighten our understanding of things in the Word. And you might be able to remember when you were first a Christian, when you first come to faith, and maybe that was years and years ago, and that was a lot of things you didn't quite understand. You couldn't get your minds wrapped around certain aspects of the gospel. There were things that you did not understand. But the more you engaged in the Word, the more that you went to certain people and talked to them, people that you entrusted, people that you knew that were saved people, and they had some insight into the Word to help you grow, and you would go and you would sit and you would listen. But the Holy Spirit using those things, the Word of God, that instruction, using those particulars to, again, as he notes here in this 26th verse, teaching you, and to bring to remembrance those things, all that I've said to you. And then in verse 27, he says this, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So as the believer, we understand the Spirit of God teaches us all things. He teaches us those things, heightens our understanding of it. And as I've testified to you before I was a believer, I certainly had a Bible and I read my Bible, but it just didn't meet where I was at because I was spiritually blind. But once we come to faith in Jesus Christ, there's the illumination of the Spirit of God, and we start to see how that actually applies to my life. Maybe in what I ought to be doing physically or just going out to do, but also how it applies to me in that internalized spiritual side, the inner person, how that reaches down to my heart. And I can be at peace with the Lord because, first, of who He is in my life as my Lord and Savior, and secondly, for all the things that He has spoken in His Word that apply to people like you and I as believers. I know that all things work together for good, and I can be at peace with that. I know that Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Don't let it be a trouble, because I've given you my Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance those things at that particular time of which you need them. So when we deal with that, going back to Galatians again, part of the fruit of which the believer will manifest is going to be peace. We should be steady. And a part of that, again, is maturing. And we need to be that of a mature Christian, resting in the peace of God, remembering what God has said, not what the world says, not what this one says, not even what the doctor says at times. I just need to trust that the Lord Himself is faithful, that God will see me through, regardless of outcome, but God will see me through. God will remain faithful. The fourth piece here, when we talk about love and joy, and then we go to and then we've done peace, and then the fourth thing that we have is going to be long suffering, or what is called patience. Patience or long suffering. Now I want us to think about this for a minute, and this might be what we close out with this evening, because I got a lot here. I've got a lot, but patience, this endurance, a consistency, a steadfastness in the life of the believer, perseverance, slowness in avenging wrongs. So a lot of times when we do talk about patience, well, that's a part of it here. When we talk about suffering long with people or long suffering, that's a part of it. It's like what we can laugh about when we go to Walmart or somewhere and we're in a line and it just seems like,
you know, it's going far. You got 30 registers and you've only got two open, and there's like 100 people trying to get through the line. And those are times when you're like, Lord, just give me some patience here. I don't explode. I don't get off. I had an incident the other day. Kayla had her little mock trial thing up at the court in Dover, and there was a fella who come in while we were waiting to go in the courtroom. There was this fella who had a piece of paper, and he apparently had a court date, and he come in, and he was just off the chain. I think he had some problems other than just having a bad day, but the issue was that he had everything filled out, the date, the building, la la la, but it didn't tell him the courtroom. It had courtroom there, but it didn't give a number. And there's like, I don't know, 10 or 12 different courtrooms in that building. And he's trying to run around. And what happened was that they had told him, you need to go see the bailiff. Well, I mean, what bailiff? This place is huge. And we're there waiting to go in with all these high schoolers, this one kid in particular. And he was the designated bailiff, okay? This 15-year-old was the designated bailiff. So somebody thinking that this guy was just a part of the homeschool group, and he comes and says, who's the bailiff? Who is the bailiff? And they're like, well, this kid is going to be the bailiff. And he walks over to this kid and just talks to him like he's an adult. And this kid, I mean, he's well-dressed. He's got his suit and tie on. He's ready for the job. And he goes over and gets going on to him. And then this lady, a fine lady who works with all these kids, she finally, it dawns on her that this is not what this guy is supposed to be involved in. And she walks over and tries to say, hey, this is not the bailiff you need. And he flies back at her. He flies back at her, and I can't remember exactly what he said, but it's like, if you don't, just pretty much, you need to mind your own business. If you don't know what you're talking about here, mind your own business. And this lady was being just as cordial and kind to him, but he just flew off the chain. So when somebody speaks to somebody like that, that raises something up in me, because I'm not going to let some man speak to some woman who was just being kind like that. So I ease on over there, and I said, look, pal, I said, let's stop here. Let me see what you got here first. Let's see what you got. Because I could have quickly, in that situation, lost patience with him. Because I try to have a lot of patience. But when somebody wants to belittle a woman, I don't have much patience with that. But I got there to him and said, look, let's see what you got. I looked at his paper and I said, well, pal, the courtroom's not on here. You need to go back downstairs and you need to talk to one of those folks that are at the entrance. None of us here can help you with this, and you just need to go on your merry way, basically. But that's part of patience. Yeah, that's a part of it. But it's even more so than just those times when we get caught in traffic or in situations like that, or at the line of Walmart. God Himself, He manifests patience with us. And I first want to go that way before we go into close with this. Psalm 86 is where I want us to jump to. The 86th Psalm. And when you read it, this is going to be another popular scripture that you'll say, oh yeah, I know that one. 86, Psalm 86. There in the 15th verse, he says, but you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth. So when we look at the man of God Himself bestowing upon us this fruit, that God Himself is long-suffering with us.
Well, folks, that's all we've got time for this morning. If you would like to have this sermon or any other in its entirety, or if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to call 410-623-2401. You can look us up on Facebook or on our website, ChristFellowshipBibleChurch.com. Or you can, we're podcasting now, and that's ChristFellowshipBibleChurch.fireside.fm. So thank you for tuning in on WBEY 97.9 and listening to our program heard here every Sunday morning at 8:30. God bless you all and have a wonderful week in the Lord Jesus Christ. Your affections are full.